Hello, strangers, and welcome to the December 6th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and this week we're presenting C.S.E. Cooney's Werewoman with a reading by the poet. C.S.E. Cooney won the World Fantasy Award for Bone Swans in 2016 and the Riesling Award for her poem The Sea King's Second Bride in 2011. Her collection Dark Breakers comes out from Mythic Delirium in February 2022 and her novel Saint Death's Daughter 2 months later from Solaris. Content advisories for this poem include animal cruelty and death, disregard for personal autonomy, blood, body transformation, death and dying, murder, and violence in combat. And now, the poem.
Werewoman by C.S.E. Cooney for Tara Cloud Clark. It is your nose I notice first, you demon, you delicacy. I'm something of a collector, eldritch artifacts, all that. Your nose, a right wonder for my Wunderkammer. Robustly moist, grave soil black, with that reciprocating twitch for every trash pile, blossoms bravado, bottoms innuendo. A flagrant organ in full swoon, flaunting no preference, sensitive to the rancid, ecstatic at tenderness. Your nostrils flaring, folding, flaring with tidal nuance, keen to sniff each invisible stitch of meaning, whether categorical, imaginary, or subliminally intended. Secondly, you stunner, you monster, it is your quills I clap eyes on, fine-frilled, outstanding, dimatic display of sensitive silver, a collar standing at dinosaurian attention. This is not your average wear hair, my bugbear. More like what a poet plucks for her pen. Never mind your quivering. Good thing she's easily distractible, all dreamy at the moon. Your foe, your sorrow. Good thing she stopped humming out your name, greedy for attention. No idea you stood ready to behead her with your scimitar paw. She might have taken her handful right there, abandoned you, bare and bleeding, to jot down a verse. What then would be left for my necklace? I save your scarlet heart for last, you lone beast, loon wolf. Your ardent heart, a top shelf item, prize of my collection. We'll preserve it in a reliquary, gold-gilt, heart-shaped. A crystal window pane winking glimpses at incarnadined flame. Your jewel, your red gem, molten and uncertain. Surely you were hunted for this once and again. Surely they came after you with knives, steel and teeth by starlight. Surely you were envied and hunted, harried and coveted, till you fled, scarred, scored, starving for your pack, obscuring your bright heart, silver quills, seeking nose in domestic drudgery, cagey silences, lest you become one more metaphor mounted on a wall, trod upon as carpet, secreted in a cabinet, turned into an instrument of poetry.
And this has been the December 6th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Kiran Kaur-Saini and the first of this week's reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners, so when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.